Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know, we may not have anybody sitting in with us tonight because Corey did the whole forgot to schedule the show.
Whoops. Well, I just Twittered and Facebooked it and all that other fun stuff. So.
I needed a nap in the worst way this morning. I did warn y'all. I was all kinds of off.
You know, if you guys call us on our number, then you could be sitting in with us. So we could have somebody sitting in with us.
No, I'm in the chat room. We don't want them calling us. Don't be calling us. We don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, we don't want to talk.
You could call in, I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
I thought you meant like a guest or something.
Well, we have people that want to be guests. It reminds me that...
Dude, we do. What happened with that? Never mind. Let's talk off air. I was curious, but I forgot myself there. All right.
I'll tell you all about it. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What show are we... I was about to say lunch. No, wrong show. This is this week. GTR's This Week in Gaming. Every Thursday night, we are here. All hell the V, damn it. Okay, so anyway.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Every week we're here.
All hell the V.
All hell the V. I hear something, mayhem and trouble. I am so, like, on autopilot. I think I need I have no caffeine in my system and no vitamins. This is me, just regular me. Are y'all afraid?
I don't know. I think the autopilot's actually doing a better job than you normally do, so.
Okay, so we have sitting in with us. Of course there's me. I'm always here. And then we got the gingered one sitting in with us. Shut up, boy.
Yay, the gingered one.
The gingered one is here, the red-haired stepchild.
So much head.
The troublemaker.
The troublemaker. The evil one, bringer downer of empires.
Man taker.
Man snatcher.
I'm horrible. I know. Or at least my online persona is.
And then there's Blaster.
You know, Corey, no matter how bad you try to make it sound, my name alone is awesome in and of itself. So, you can't bring me down, Corey. You keep trying, but you can't bring me down.
You know what? I'll tell you, it's funny. There's an iPad game called Blaster that I keep seeing on the front page, and I just grit my teeth every time I see it.
That's in anticipation, isn't it?
No. Yes.
How did I know that was coming?
She can't get away with that. That's the thing, Ginger. She can't get away with that. She thinks she can. She tries. I mean, she gets points.
All right.
Keep trying, baby.
You know what?
Oh.
I'm done.
Good. Finally. Jeez. Taking how many shows? Finally.
I'm out. I'm going to talk to the show. I got popcorn to eat. Peace.
No.
This is our big moment to shine. Welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. It is Thursday, July 28th. I'm your host, Master Blaster, and joining me is our guest host, Ginger.
Yay! It's me! Oh, wait, and I just muted myself because I'm like that.
That was smooth.
I know, I was turned down the sound, and whoo!
Well,
so, has anybody given out the call
in
number
every day
for those
or anything?
Who aren't going to possibly call?
Give a call in number, shouldn't I?
Should.
Yes, if you'd like to call in and we'll call it. No breathing heavy. We don't like that. 347-215-7977.
Speak for yourself. I love breathing heavy.
I don't like breathing heavy in my ear. Talking dirty in my ear is different. Yeah, you don't talk dirty in my ear is different, but breathing heavy? No, don't do that. Don't do that. All right, so we got lots of things to talk about that happened this week. And some stuff that just happened today that's like all kinds of interesting. I guess I should let Blaster speak first. You know how those guys are. We have reverse chivalry on the show.
Sorry, what?
We have reverse chivalry on the show, so We'll let you go first.
Well, no, I just... Well, first off, you know, the big news was the 3DS getting a sudden, massive price drop. Almost $100 price drop?
I have no problem
like,
with that.
What is going on over there at Nintendo? About a year ago, Nintendo could not give their hardware away fast enough, and now people don't even want it. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I went and saw the 3DS. Out of all the Nintendo systems, actually, the 3DS was the one that I actually was interested in. I got a chance to play it, and I kind of like it. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. Ginger, Corey?
We have surmised this morning that it's because they didn't give us one. That's what we can't.
It could be that. It could very well be that. I wonder if it's not something more to do with the smartphone market. Everybody has a smartphone nowadays. Everybody plays apps, games. Why do you need a 3DS if you can play a lot of the same games on your phone?
Well...
Not really.
Yeah, and that's actually an interesting point, Ginger. I read an article that somebody had said that exact same thing. Definitely price is for me is the big thing. I agree. I mean, 100%. It's got to be. The price is so bad. What was it, $269?
$249.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, $249. That was the same price, I think, that the PSP was when it launched, wasn't it?
Mm-mm.
Yes, it was. Don't lie to me. It was $249.
I thought theirs was $230-something or something like that, or $199, I don't remember.
No, it was around the same price as the
I don't remember.
Well, anyways, price, especially in this economy right now. I mean, you're talking about, $100 difference. I'm sure they're going to sell a lot more 3DSs. I might even pick one up now that it's gone down $100.
Yes.
Definitely.
Exactly what I was thinking is I might actually do it now.
But my other thing I was thinking about, and this is something I was thinking about today, is maybe it's because maybe they anticipated too much. Is it possible that the Wii sales, the monumental Wii sales that they had, made them over, and of course the DS sales they had, made them over-anticipate what they're going to sell for the 3DS, especially at that higher price point?
Are you asking the question or are you telling
me? Yes, I'm asking a question. There was an inflection in my voice that denoted a question at the end there.
I will cut you.
Left nostril, please. Remember.
No, it's going to be left something, but it ain't going to be the nostril.
If you get down there, you got to finish.
Dangly
what
bit. I intend to finish. What did I just say? Your wet bit?
I said the jangly bit.
Yes. I'll cut the berries away from the twig. There you go.
You don't need those.
He don't need them. Okay. I don't know. What was the question again? I'm eating popcorn. What was the question again?
Oh, my God. I know the question was, do you think that maybe the success that they had, let me rephrase it, the success they had with the Wii and with the DS has maybe given them, maybe they over-anticipated 3DS sales. Is that possible?
I think it's possible, and I think long ago that they released, what was it, the DS Black and White, was it? No, that was the game. No, ignore me. Never mind. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I think personally they oversaturated their own market because right before they released the 3DS, they released another DSi Lite or something like that.
There we go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So why would you? I remember a friend of mine's kid got the brand new one, and then like 6 months later, the 3DS was coming out, and I was like, why did you get the brand new one for your kid if the 3DS is coming out?
Because people are like, oh, I didn't know it was coming out. Honestly, I think they were mentioning it, but they weren't saying it was going to be that soon. I was expecting it out at the same time as the Wii, to be honest with you.
Well, it was surprising to me. Remember I told you this, Corey, is that I could not find a 3DS for the longest time. Like, I could not find a display, even though they were selling, like, they were on sale. I could not find a display anywhere. And it's only till recently that I walked into my local GameStop that I actually saw a 3DS display. It was about, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago, I think I told you. And they'd been selling mm-hmm. them for 4 or 5 months. So I was surprised with that. I think there's definitely some fault to be had in their marketing.
Some anti Nintendo fanboys. I think there's a lot.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, because I live in a little bitty hick town, and we had one at our local Best Buy.
Yeah, so I think it was some people that just didn't want to put it out. Because it really is a good. I was shocked that it was. I'm happy that I could see the 3D. I keep saying that. I was really excited because I'm never able to see the 3D.
Because Corey's got that stank eye in the left eye.
It just gave me a headache when I played it. I was like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really... See, my thing is that, and I think Nintendo... I don't know. Nintendo's third-party games lately, The third-party support's been a little lackluster, which is why the Wii U, the news around the Wii U centered on the fact that, hey, we're more friendly to third-party developers now. We've got all these third-party developer games coming out for it. So
I think that's something you and I disagree with on both sides of the fence. I think a lot of third-party developers were afraid when the Wii came out because what do we do with this? This is not, you know, your regular game controller. It was, we have motion, we got this balance board thing. What do we do with this stuff?
Right.
We're just not going to do it.
I'm saying the Wii U.
Well, yeah, now of course that they see that the whole motion thing has taken off, not just with the Wii, but you got the other two. Now let's all jump on the bandwagon.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that, you know, before the Wii U, Nintendo wasn't really big on third party support, and I think that's what's really hurt them with the 3DS is that the Wii was just such a casual gamer, you know, powerhouse that when the 3DS came out and kind of catered a little bit more towards the hardcore gamers, then I think that that's where they kind of fell flat in their face without the initial three, third-party support. And now with the Wii U coming out, that's all they're pushing. They're saying, oh, third-party. I mean, think about E3. I mean, how much do they talk about, how much time they spend about how friendly we are towards third-party developers? Look at all these third-party developers' games coming on our system, and here's what they're saying about our system. You know, I think that Nintendo has realized that they are needing to pick it up a little bit in this area. And I think the Wii U is an attempt to do that. Because it's different than Nintendo's, you know, motto that's been of recent, which is, you know, we're not going to follow, we're going to lead, right? We're going to go this opposite direction. We're going to go away from, you know, power and graphics is not the main thing. It's all about gameplay and you know.
Well, it depends on the gamer. In any case, I'm happy that the price has dropped. I'll be picking one up. I was going to get one anyway, but, you know, this even better. I don't have to save as much money.
I know. I've got a birthday coming up. So people who are listening, yeah.
When is your birthday, Ginger?
October.
You're an October baby?
I'm an October baby. I'm a Libra.
It's my birthday, and I didn't get naked pics from either one of you.
Look,
I'm very disappointed.
We all out of our way to tell you happy birthday. Do you remember that, Ginger? Did we get
I know, I did, and I don't even think I got a response.
No, I was about to tell you I did listen, because Corey did give me a heads up, so I was listening for that, and I want to thank you both.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I went everywhere. I was...
See, I even left you a message on Skype. I was all like, happy birthday. Didn't hear nothing.
I
Skype, I did Facebook, I sent a text message.
No, wait a minute. I said, thank you, Ginger. Don't portray me like somebody who doesn't pay attention.
You don't
want I'll go back.
I pay attention to you, Ginger.
Aw, that's so sweet.
No, we're all breaking up with you. It's over. You can get going.
Did you guys hear about the FemShep? Have you guys heard the recent news on the FemShep?
Yes. Please break it down for the peoples.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always been this talk that in Mass Effect games, they've had the male, Commander Shepard, and they've been pushing that forward. But you have the option of, playing as FemShep, or, you know, female Shepard, or FemShep as they call it for short. And apparently, in the collector's edition of Mass Effect 3, they're going to actually they're going to highlight a little bit of FemShep. And there's going to be official face for FemShep too, which there hasn't been up until this point. You know, there's official male Shepard face, but not official female Shepard face. So what's really, really interesting is the voice behind the female Shepard, Jennifer Hale, was asked recently about this, and I think Kotaku's running some sort of vote for the new character's face contest or whatever, and kind of to weigh in on it, and so
I think she should look like a cross between Halle Berry and Scarlett Johansson.
That's hot. I'd play that.
Mm-hmm. See. Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting, though, is that having voiced Mass Effect's main character for the last two games now, she's only recently sat down with a copy of the game. This kind of disturbs me a little bit. I think if you're going to do a voice acting for a game, you should sit down and play the game before you, especially if you have another one coming out, you should kind of get into it a little bit. And I think that would help you with character development. I don't know why, you know, it's taken her this long to actually sit down and play it.
Well, kind of like actors who don't like to watch their movies after they've done them. So there's some actors that have never seen their movies.
That's different, though. That's I mean, because when you're acting it, you're standing there, you're actually, you know, going, you're actually in the middle of the movie. You're seeing the movie from the other side, right, from away from the camera. But if you're just voice acting for a video game, I don't think that there's somebody sitting there actually playing the video game in front of you, and they're actually, you know, real time, you're giving the voice for it. I think that you're just sitting there reading lines on a piece of paper. And so, to me,
oh,
it'd be...
Oh, actors and actresses will not like you for saying that.
Whatever.
Work.
He's going to get some hate mail.
Yes.
They're in a sound booth, and you're reading lines that you've been given, okay? And then you sit there and you have to board...
But most actors have said voiceovers for games at work is much harder than...
Well, that's fine. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just telling you it's hard to get in the character if you're not there actually doing it. That's all I'm trying... That's my point. I'm not saying it's not hard. I know it's extremely hard.
Well, you don't get cut. I can't protect you. It's not a
big boy.
He'll be fine. He's because can I protect him? That's your ankles, boy. That is your ankles. I'm so sorry. Ginger.
All right.
Look,
what about...
Look, yeah. I just threw under the bus. Ginger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The New York City attack and modern warfare, not like 9/11, says Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
We were talking about that earlier, and we said we'd come back to that tonight.
Really?
Yes, really. Why are all these people following us on Twitter, but nobody's in our chat room? Come over to the chat room. I keep my mail for 2 seconds. Who is was following you on Twitter? Blah, blah, blah. I was following you on Twitter. Well, come sit with us.
Come sit and talk. Come sit and talk.
Chat. Don't just follow. Maybe they like the view from the back. Is that what it is?
Well, seeing as how I've seen the picture of the view from the back, I can't blame them.
Hey! What? Hey, you two. You just got the blonde one off me.
I'm just
a redhead.
No. I'm channeling snow.
I'm tempted to prank call her on.
You should. That'd be awesome.
I think she would cut us.
She might. It'd be funny though.
I'm looking at the button. What you think, Lester? Should we call her?
Go for it. I don't care.
Well, no, I had nothing to do with this.
Let's wait.
You have mistaken me for somebody who cares.
Do you like the way my toes taste? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Good.
I do, actually.
Because I'm about to kick you in your mouth.
Mm. That gives me a good view of the Lower East Side.
Hey. You made Ginger gas. That's how hard it is to do that? Okay.
It's not hard. You just got to tighten her collar a little bit. She'll get out.
There's no collar.
Necklace, thank you.
Yeah.
It is a necklace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm.
All right. So, gosh, there is a long reply for this article that we're talking about on Game Politics, NYC Attack, Modern Warfare. This guy here, Uncharted NES, you went off. This is like something I'd write. This reply, it's like a whole page. It's like an article in itself.
I don't know. I think it was an overreaction, but I think the gaming people coming to the defense is just epic. I cannot believe that they actually compared this to 9/11, though. This is... It's Russian.
It's because it's in New York, and it makes no sense.
Well, yeah, but you also have to understand there's some sensitivity there. It would, you know...
There is, and I understand that. But one of the points I made this morning is that some of the adults who are going to be playing this game now, I call them adults lightly because they're like 18 and 19, aren't going to really remember 9/11 too much.
Industry. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Not to make light of this, but they're not going to really remember too much of 9/11. They were, you know, 7, 8, 9 when it happened. I don't know about you, but at that age, I wasn't really too much concerned with the news or the world around me. It was more all about me.
It is.
It's just, for some of us, we never got out of that phase. Corey.
She's going to cut you. I'm going to laugh to the white meat.
It's all
She better bring a butter knife because I'm smooth.
A rusty butter knife at that. Yes, for you. We want to make sure we need some.
I'm just saying, there's some sensitivity. It would be like making a game where people were riding subways in London and blowing themselves up.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I know there's some attacks on all the major cities, and that's I understand that. And so New York's just one of the major cities getting attacked. I understand all that. Okay. I'm just saying that you have to understand that there are people that are very sensitive to this kind of thing, especially considering that it was one of the largest, you know, terrorist attacks. It is the largest ever happened, I think, in this country. I don't know if they, unless they consider Pearl Harbor a terrorist attack. I don't know. But I think it's the largest.
But it is. But it is a terrorist attack. And these people, they've made Pearl Harbor games, and none of them are jumping all over anything.
But then Pearl Harbor was like what? Like a long time ago. It was like, you know,
but, hey, but
67 years ago, 1942?
1947.
No, that was when the war ended. Okay. Or began 1940-something-2.
Okay, but here's my thing, Ben.
Yes.
A blaster.
Yes.
That the Pearl Harbor games are actually made about Pearl Harbor. This particular thing that everybody's all up in arms about has no connection to 9/11. There's not even any mention of it. They're not hovering
I'm
around.
I'm not saying it's appropriate. Them. I'm not saying it's appropriate.
Ridiculous.
I'm just saying you got to understand people are going to have this gut reaction. It's the same thing like the no Russian mission. So Modern Warfare 2 has been here before, right? I mean, Modern Warfare 2. Well, yeah, that game has been here before. But, I mean, the Modern Warfare series has been here before. Okay, and with Modern Warfare 2, with the no Russian mission, where you're going into an airport with automatic weapons, and you're just shooting unarmed civilians. You're walking through the airport just casually shooting unarmed civilians, okay? And so they've been here with this controversy before, and I think that there is a little bit of an element in the back of their minds that they're going, okay, you know, we want to generate some buzz about this game. Let's put this big battle in New York. They could have done it in San Francisco. They could have done it in, you
they
know.
They did it all over. This one, though. This one
yeah,
goes...
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of different cities.
Yeah, and actual nations, if I remember right. It's not just...
Well, I thought they were world cities. I think I thought New York was the only American city in that. Maybe I didn't hear that properly. But I thought New York was the only American city.
We got... New York is one of the major cities. They have...
Paris.
Washington, D.C. Well, it looks like they disabled Washington, D.C. You got your Paris, your Berlin, your London.
Yeah, but I mean, why not pick like a city like L.A. or something like that?
Or Houston. But the point being is, it's not directly correlated to anything to do with September 11th is where I'm.
Right, and I'm not saying, Corey, they did anything wrong. I'm just saying that they have to understand people are going to have this reaction. And I think they wanted this reaction. I think there's part of them who are okay with that. I mean, right, any news, whether it's bad or good, is good for marketing, right, in marketing perspective. I mean, bad buzz, there's no such thing as bad buzz, right? There's only good buzz, and there's better buzz, right? And this is like somewhere in the good buzz area, right? That's all.
Well, I guess for this game, you could say that.
Well, yeah, it's helping them out. Now, the thing is, they keep pulling. If you go and look at the article, it's actually up on a website, DailyMail.co.uk. They have the images, you know, the real images of whatever happened, and then, you know, the game screen next to it. It resembles this. It's chilling. It's blah blah blah. You know. People.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I think, get over it, people at dailymail.co.uk.
I think they're trying to cause controversy for controversy.
They are, but they have not. Here's what
Daily
I think.
Daily Mail's a British newspaper, aren't they?
Say again?
Daily Mail's a British newspaper, aren't they?
Yes. .co.uk news. But I don't think a lot of non-gaming media have realized that when you spotlight a game, you don't actually make people stop going to play it. The gamers don't. They want to play it even more now.
Yeah.
You didn't stop anything by putting this up. And the people that are possibly outraged about it are not gamers. They weren't going to play it anyway.
Well, this kind of stuff has happened before, though. It's worked before. Because what was it, the game that you could play the insurgents versus the coalition forces? What was that game that they had?
I'm mad because you're eating something else.
Oh, I remember that because they weren't selling it at Athies.
Right. And so it worked. They actually made it so you couldn't play the insurgents in that game anymore. So this kind of stuff has worked before for the press. I'm just saying that, you know, with a game like Modern Warfare, they're not going to change. They're not going to buckle the pressure.
No, because that's the whole game.
That's the game, right. That's what they do. They court pressure, especially since Battlefield 3 is really nipping on their heels right now. I mean, they're doing everything they can to say, we're different than Battlefield 3, we're better than Battlefield 3, and they're going to go to any lengths to do that, in my opinion. Personally, I'm more excited about Battlefield 3. I'm kind of burnt out on the Modern Warfare series, but whatever.
I think this is kind of crazy, and I think they did it for readers, for viewers. You cause a controversy, people come over and check out your stuff. People don't go check this out. It's just Don't even give them the satisfaction.
Well, I'm already at their site. I'm looking at Pippa Middleton. No. I didn't even come for what you were talking about, people. At,
all right. So what else do we
this
got?
Is good popcorn. Mm. Mm.
Are we all eating popcorn? Is that what
it's bad radio, but good popcorn.
I hate both of y'all. I don't have any popcorn.
Oh, we're sorry.
Go get yourself some popcorn. Me before you got this, we're holding it down.
I'm jealous.
I don't have any, like, microwavable popcorn. I'd actually have to pull out the popcorn popper and pop it, so
oh,
no.
Geez,
what?
Fine. That's old.
Hello? 1920.
Hey, look, maybe, but that's the best popcorn. Have you had that popcorn?
That is. Mm-hmm.
Good popcorn.
Mm. So.
Mm. Well, I want to talk about this this thing that just popped up on Game Politics, like, in the last few hours. You'll probably mention this again in the morning, so don't be all shocked. It's not, you know, a repeat. Well, it is in a way. Somebody, of course, is blaming video games. We always get blamed for the recent Oslo massacre, you know, in Norway. 76 people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, us gamers, we're all, like, industrious and stuff like that.
Of course, because all real guns are just, like, controllers.
Exactly.
So finish your thought, but I have something to say about this. Finish your thought, though. I know, it's surprising, right? I've got something to say about it.
What? Oh, amazing.
I think nom, 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 nom.
That's right. Somebody named Ferguson, and that's the only name he's going by, is he says he's a leading expert in fastidious research of video games here in Texas at Texas A&M International University, said that video games are not to blame for the tragedy caused by Anders Behring Breivik. Instead, he blames the man responsible for the recent crime. He also cautions that blaming video games every time a white male kills a person is inherently racist. And you know what? I kind of agree with him. I believe so, too. When any other race kills each other for some reason, they don't bring up the video games. So what you trying to say? What y'all trying to say? Go ahead, Blaster. What you have to say?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, I've looked into this a little bit because I also saw where this direction was kind of heading. Oh, he's played violent video games, and, you know, he said that, you know, modern warfare was great training for, you know, the coming holy war that's going to happen and all this kind of stuff. Because the guy was basically a white right-wing extremist. He was so deathly afraid of he was so deathly afraid of Islamic extremism that he thought that he wanted to start a war, essentially. He wanted to go kill all these people. And then, somehow in his twisted logic, that would cause us to, you know, start a war against Islam or something like that. I don't remember what his exact reasoning behind it was, but he was a big fan of Ayn Rand, and he was a huge, you know, just, you know, basically a racist, let's put it that way, and kind of a bigot, and somebody that, you know, all these other things, all this kind of the talk right now that's going on, especially in this country politically, with certain parties, you know, is kind of the same, is of the same vein of what his beliefs were. And so if anything is to blame for this, I don't think it's violent video games. I mean, violent video games may have been a nice little avenue for him to escape for a little while and to have fun, just like any other kind of, you know, entertainment medium. But the reality was that this kind of hateful rhetoric that's been coming out lately, and you know, against people of the Islamic faith and things like that, I think is really what fueled him. I don't think video games had anything to do with this. I mean, if you look at his writing and stuff like this, he was all fueled by these people that are, you know, coming out, these bigots and stuff that are coming out and saying all this stuff, and, you know, only good, you know, Muslims are dead Muslim and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that kind of rhetoric is what fed.
Well, I hate that train of thought.
This is where we tell you guys in the morning time, every day, make sure you are a member of the ECA.org so that you can speak out, because it is, and I know a lot of people, we have our Caucasian brothers and sisters that are like, I don't want to say anything, but it is racist. And it's almost like they're saying only white males play video games, and only you all have the penchant, Blaster, for running out and killing people after you play.
Nom.
You just run out and kill people. So, and the rest of us are just crazy. We just kill because we just want to. Some people are just crazy. It has nothing to do with the game. And stay off the white boys. That's my job. I'll stay on the white boys. Anyway.
Right here, Corey. Yeah, man.
Not you.
The ones with accents, right, Corey?
The London variety, specifically.
yeah.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. All right. Yay! I gotta type this. I can't. Can I say it on the air, Issa? Can I? Can I congratulate you? Yay! I can't say what we're yaying for her. Yay for Issa! Are y'all looking in the chat room?
Oh no, but I am now.
Yay for Issa! Let's give her a round of applause. Yay! Something good happened
to her. Oh, awesome!
Yay for Issa! And yay for Jay Boo! Yeah. sorry.
Hey,
Congratulations, Miss Issa. Everybody's like, what? What? She got a new job.
Yay! So I want to know, because she put that in one sentence. Did you go there and get a new job while you were actually at...
No, she says it's not an... Yeah.
See, that's
still awesome, though.
It's a start. It's a start. May not
have made a video of poorly drawn animation. That would have gotten you a job.
And flashed your fluffy cakes while you were at it. Okay, we love you too, Jay.
Hello, Jay.
After he broke up his office earlier this week when we played the morning news music. Out of order.
I got to hear this story. He broke up his office?
I think that was the morning you were out. I played one of the songs from Scott Pilgrim, We Hate You, Please Die, from Crashing the Boys. And he Twittered me and said that song made me break up stuff in my office.
Did you dedicate it to
him? No, I didn't dedicate it to him. It's one of those songs. I forgot. Last year, have you not seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World or whatever?
I have not.
I'm not the last one anymore.
He kind of annoys me. I don't like him in movies.
Forget him. The movie's
You've
awesome.
Got to watch that movie. Have to.
I don't have to, apparently.
Yes, you have to.
Must watch
I don't
it
have
as a gamer.
To.
As a gamer, you will love it. As a gamer, you'll love it.
Yes. You fail as a gamer if you don't watch this, because it was hilarious.
You'll be like, I get it. I know what that means. Yeah, anyway. All right.
So, you guys remember dating?
No.
Website Game Crush?
I have the
dating
website Game Crush. That's what
I
meant to
say. There's a stripper one. A
stripper one? What?
There's a new service called Strip Gamer. Strip Gamer was created by the same people who created Game Crush site. And you sign up to chat with other people while playing free flash games such as Battleship and Checkers. Usually there's a webcam involved. Money is exchanged only if you want to choose your playdate. And then basically there's an unmonitored video feed. And according to the founder, he told the website Gaming Angels that one purpose of Strip Gamer is to give those using Game Crush a place to have an adult experience. The kind of thing that isn't allowed but encouraged on the other website, Game Crush.
And they will not come on the show. They were all for it when I was standing in front of them. I think he was all enamored with my fluffy cakes. I don't have... You know, good ones like Ginger and Snow. But, you know, I did what I could.
They just get in the way, girl. You really don't want them.
They don't see you coming, Corey, but they definitely see you going.
Hey, I'm straight. But he was like, oh, yeah, well, the girls will come on. We want you guys to know, you know, if we're not, you know, it's not what you think. Apparently it is, exactly.
Exactly. See, they had to make this offshoot company for the girls that kept getting naked. They're like,
I don't
know
what you
think, clean
but owe me $9.95 just for thinking about it.
You know what I'm actually doing right now is going through my business cards from PAX for last year. I'm like, I need to find their card.
I want to say, we actually read something, Corey, a while back about some of the girls who'd quit working there, that was their main gripe, is that they weren't getting paid or weren't getting as many opportunities to get paid as some of the other girls because they weren't willing to do extra.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that was one of the more stupid ideas that they had. Game Crush. I couldn't find any merit in that whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Man, I
don't know. I guess if I were a college student and had some extra time and needed some cash, that'd be one thing. But
no, you know what?
I've got cash.
Honestly, if I were a college student and I needed money and I was really good at a game, I'd get dressed up cute and I'd go down to an arcade and I'd play the guys for money. $10 says I can beat your ass at this game. $10.
Why does the mouse pause? Well, you probably actually did that.
I did.
I love you, Corey. You're so awesome.
It was a little kid. I had to school him. I didn't take his money. I took his dignity.
Oh, that's even worse.
Little bastard.
Or better, depending on how you look at it.
Little bastard. Okay.
Pole dance hero? Oh, my God, Jay.
Pole dance. You know what? Somebody's going to make that pole dance hero.
Yes, yes. Now that he, yeah, now that he said that, somebody's going to.
I'll play it.
What was that exercise video set that came out a while back? It was some kind of striptease exercise video.
It's a pole dancing one. It's no, you know what? You're right. It's strip. I don't know.
It was strip yoga or something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all scare me. Oh,
I may have the discs around here somewhere.
I got some. I got. Blaster, why do I have one of your business cards to be my question?
Because you can call me 24/7. I will give you the business anytime.
Oh. That's what I have to deal with.
It's called a business card.
This is all day long.
Business.
All day. All day. Blaster's like this. Skype. I mean, like Skype. Blaster, what you doing? I know what I'd like to be doing. Look here, man. I'm serious.
That actually sounds like me. I think that was one of the lines.
I got some. I'm trying to.
He's always nice and polite when we talk. I don't ever get that. That's awesome.
Oh, you wait. It's coming. He was all sweet to us, too, before, and then all of a sudden one day.
No, you can keep it for it. You can have it.
Why we got to keep it?
No, she can't keep it, but.
Ew.
She can rent it.
Ew.
Blaster.
It took you guys a second, didn't it, apparently?
No.
Yeah, I had to cover my mouth for a second to make sure I wasn't.
Okay, I do have.
I can say something, but I'm not going to.
You should.
Okay, boys and girls. Okay, apparently, BT.
What happened was,
BT. You guys know BT. BT Internet over the pond.
BET?
No, not BET. Not Black Entertainment TV.
Oh, BT. I'm sorry.
B as in boy, T as in Tom. Bacon and tomato, okay? A British judge made a ruling today. Actually, in the evening.
Did he make a ruling?
He made a ruling that could set the precedent for future rulings on piracy and net neutrality and file sharing. He's
pirates? In my city? Never!
You know what? I don't want the UK people to cut us. Please don't. And we know too many, really. I don't want to.
Yes, we do.
And they cut hard. They cut, you know, I don't have anything on them. They cut not just to the white meat, but to the bone and through. Just saying. But they forced the UK infrastructure provider BT to block all access to a file sharing site, Newsbin2, which aggregates content from Usenet sites for download by subscribers. And you all know what that means. A large portion of the content is illegally pirated copyright material.
Those ass mateys.
What do y'all think about that?
So they're basically are telling. So my question is, whenever you purchase this internet provider's services, did they say that they had the ability to do that? Did you not read the fine print? I mean, was this
well,
there?
No, BT is not necessarily doing it on their own. A judge is forcing them to do. He says he forced the ISP to comply with an access ban based on perceived knowledge of assistant copyright.
That's why I'm glad we don't live in the nanny state, because that's a state with, the closed circuit TVs on every corner. You know, I mean, look at all. Go ahead.
Here's the worry. The worry is that it's going to filter over here.
No.
That's a worry.
No.
Yeah. That exactly? Why?
Because they're already trying to do it. You know our net neutrality laws. They're already trying to.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought you meant all the traffic was going to filter. I was like, I could use some more videos. You know, not that I condone that. I mean, piracy's bad and all, y'all. You know, but oh yeah, but that I don't think. I mean, yeah, there is a push. There's a push now. So along that same vein, Mark Zuckerberg. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you call him Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
He won.
Well, he said, no, that's not my point. What he said today is what angered me. I don't care. I can be a rich little bitch. I don't really care. The thing today is, today he said that, or was it today or yesterday, that he believes the internet should no longer be anonymous. at all. Like, he doesn't. He thinks that you should.
No. I disagree.
Your real address. It should be known to any website you visit.
No.
See, he took what I said and went too far. I don't want everybody knowing information, but I wouldn't mind that people are registered. Meaning, if you needed to register a complaint, there was something that was attached to this person. You know what I mean? Let me bring up a recent incident. Ginger will know what I'm talking about. Where somebody's stalking you somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be able to report them and have the cops maybe swing by their house and be like, "We heard you was threatening to kidnap people. Better cut that out. You know, we just want to let you know we got our eye." Type of thing, but no, I don't want to be sitting here minding my own beeswax and somebody. I want a copy of the DS game and you didn't send it to me fast enough. I thought I'd come by and pick it up. What the hell? What are you doing?
All right, I can see that. And if the world were a perfect place, if society were perfect, I would have no issue with there being some kind of agency who had us all registered for the internet. All that stuff was somewhat not really tracked, but as you said, if it came down to it, if something were to happen, something could be done. But it's not a perfect world. I don't mean to sound all conspiracy theorist, but I don't want to live in a nanny state. I don't want them knowing what I'm doing. I don't want them knowing what I'm saying, where I'm playing, what I've been downloading, watching, any of that. It's none of their damn business.
Well, they already know. It's just not centralized in one location. They know what you're doing.
I guess it goes the whole...
Your ISP knows.
Oh, yeah. I could go... I don't know. I know it sounds kind of odd, but I guess because I see it as I'm in the privacy of my own home, what I do is none of your business. I understand the internet is not technically in the privacy of my own home because, I mean, it doesn't exist just here inside my home. But I would like to think that I would have some sort of privacy.
Well,
and I would worry, especially, let's look like all these hacks that are going on, Blizzard, PSN, all these banks. No, I don't trust any one corporation at all to keep my information private.
True, and they don't.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I mean, your ISP right now is the gatekeeper of your personal information.
Yeah.
And the reason why, and here's the thing, the only way that they're ever going to bring that over here to this country and where ISPs can start, they're going to demand they block stuff and start reporting on your activities, is they have to do it through the court system. Because the first company that steps out and says, we're going to start, blocking you if you, start downloading illegal stuff. We're going to start monitoring your stuff, your, internet traffic and reporting it to the police whenever you, mm-hmm. Get illegal movies and things like that. The first company to do that in this country will go bankrupt overnight because nobody's gonna be on that ISP. They will switch to a different ISP. I mean, I would. If right now, if my ISP said that tomorrow, I'd be long gone. I don't care if the download speeds are suckier. I don't care if the service is worse. To me, privacy on the internet is, I don't want to say a God-given right, but I want to say that that's something that is expected unless you've told me explicitly otherwise.
That's right. I'm American. Want my internet American.
Long live the trolls. I want to be able to, yeah.
Now, but at the same time, I want people like, Lulzsec. I want people like Anonymous Caught. I want their asses beat continuously in prison.
Publicly.
Speaking of that, did you hear there was a news article floating around that they had got the mouthpiece for Lulzsec?
Yes, we reported that on the news because we had Ginger be on it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There was a text story out there that says, ho, wait a minute, not so fast. I was reading a text story out there, and I have to find the link again, but they're saying that, and let me look up the link real quick. But basically what they're saying is they got the wrong guy, that Lulzsec has set this, taken this guy's account, has been gone through his computer, and that they set him up to be the fall guy, and that he has no idea what's going on. Now, there's those of it out there that are saying, well, maybe they're doing this on purpose, maybe they're saying that because they actually do have the right guy. But it was actually DailyTech.com had an exclusive article claiming that the British police have been duped and have arrested the wrong guy. And it comes from several different sources. They apparently had – one of them had an insider, a hacktivist named The Jester, who published a log talking to this guy named Topiary, or at least Topiary was his online name. This is the guy they supposedly caught. and he was saying that he's actually in Sweden, not in Great Britain, and he set this other guy up to fall, hoping the British police would arrest this guy as soon as possible so that he can disappear for a little bit, take some of the heat off himself. So that's kind of an interesting story from Daily Tech. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, let me share with you the juicy. You all have already heard it. Dragon Age 2. Gone from Steam.
Yeah, I was just reading that.
That's really switching gears, Corey. Jeez.
That's how we roll in the morning. You got to be ready to switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be ready to
drop the hat.
Got to be ready to go in the morning. Look,
you know why EA has dropped a... Or not EA, but you know why? EA claims it's Valve that's done it. Do you know why they claim that?
Because they're saying, oh, well, they have these rules and they don't want, you know...
The rules are explicitly that... See, the DLCs for Dragon Age and stuff aren't provided through Steam. And so Steam's rules are that if you're going to, you know, provide DLCs for your game, they need to be provided through Steam. They have to be through the Steam service. And, I mean, it has to be available for the Steam service. And those companies are saying, no, we're providing them in-game. Like, they're going to be you know, purchasable through the game, things like that. And they're going to be...
It was always purchasable through the game, though, so I don't know...
Valve wants to be able to, wants you to have to go to the Valve's system and pay for it through Valve.
I don't remember them ever being a...
If you're on Steam. If the game's on Steam, then Valve wants the DLC to be available as purchasable through Steam Store. And that's the difference, is that EA doesn't want to do it and doesn't do it that way.
It's their Origin service, and they've been pushing it, and we've been talking about that. There's a whole lot of complaints from people this week that have bought games, especially Sim people, and I did tell y'all, the Sim people will fuck EA up if you guys do not straighten up quickly. They gave them a patch this week for the new Sim little DLC that they put out, or new stuff pack, or whatever they call it, and people couldn't get their patch, they couldn't get their game to work, because EA was forcing them to download Origin, which is their new service. No longer do you have the EA downloader. It is Origin. And they did not tell people, you know, that you need Origin to get the patch. So people were muddling through it. If you follow us on Facebook, you know, I'm a member of the Sim Watch list. There were some angry simmers and simmers, people you don't want to mess with. You know, these are actually people that are hacking stuff, I'm going to tell you now. These are people that are hacking the stuff and putting the illegal things in their games or finding stuff. I'm scared for you, EA. You know, might want to... Watch them.
You know how much I love Valve. Valve's guilty of the same thing, though. I mean, they're guilty of doing the same thing. Basically,
Valve
what really needs to
actually,
happen...
But Valve is actually what EA is trying to be. They are a download service, so I expect things from them or expect little quirks, and we want you to do it this way. But EA, in trying to be like Valve, is kind of inconveniencing a lot of their customers. And as nice as everybody thinks people that play, you know, The Sims are, those are the most vicious gamers, way worse than any Modern Warfare player, anybody on Halo. The language I've heard from people that are playing The Sims, 10 times worse if their Sims are not working. You don't believe me? Go right over to EA, The Sims, EA.com, and look at those boards. Those people are vicious, and they outnumber any Modern Warfare player like 5-1. And
these people, y'all are nuts.
Yeah, and they have threatened to take down the EA server many times because their stuff is not working. So I thought it was funny this week that was the one they started with and didn't warn them. You know, when you get your new thing, you're going to have to get Origin. And they're kind of sitting there, keep trying to download the patch, like, my patch is not working, I'm going to cut me a bitch type of thing going on the forum. So, yeah, crazy people. Be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are crazy people out there.
The Sims people. I am not the crazy Sim. I don't care if mine don't work. I'll uninstall it, bitch, and start over in a minute. I'll wipe everything out. Okay, let's start over. I'll reinstall everything.
No. See, I couldn't play that because if I had to restart all over, no, I'd be mad.
I just make new people. Like, I make a copy of Blaster, and then I put him in the street and just run over in the car and just roll back and forth in the car, just smashing his face down, just set him on fire. Oh.
No, see, that's like I went and visited one of the new virtual worlds that's being built, and I was like, no, I don't want to restart. Never mind.
By the way, all that was code for something. It's sick and disgusting. Corey is just...
You are sick and disgusting. You are so right.
That's not what you said last night.
No, I said and sick last night. See, I said it in reverse last night. Now, I'm not trying to...
I couldn't understand what you were saying. You had something in your mouth.
Faster! Oh my God!
See? Oh, She loves it.
And he wonders why I shoot at his head if I aim at his head with a shotgun.
Again, that's code for something.
No, it's not. No, it's not code for anything.
Oh, you know, either way, I'm pretty sure she's aiming at either head with a shotgun. It's not good.
That's right.
Shotgun in quotation marks.
Oh, God. So you like shotguns, too? Silence. Mm. Silence is golden.
My virgin ears are burning.
Oh, you are so...
Now even me and Corey both know that's BS right there.
Virgin ears.
You see, she has that little voice. She tries to pretend like she's all sweet. We
I am all sweet and innocent.
Do I need to talk about the gauze again?
Oh. Damn it.
Last year you weren't there that night. I called Ginger over. I need your help with something, and she showed up wearing nothing but gauze in Second Life. And when I mean gauze, I mean it was gauze just around the bits to see everything. I was like, "Oh, I need to cover my eyes. Your pictures."
Why wasn't I there? Why was I not there?
Where you were. Yeah. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't even know to tell you. I didn't know.
You should have told me it was coming.
I had no idea. You just showed up naked.
Not naked. She was covered.
It was gauze.
So this might be interesting to you, too. A study by Pando Networks has found that the average download speeds for Internet users across the United States and perhaps surprisingly found that those living in the Northeast, California, and Washington enjoy significantly faster Internet speeds. Did you know that regardless of your provider?
Yes, we read that this morning. But, yeah, that irritated me, and I was more pissed off that I could not find my city. I wanted to see what my city was.
Nah, I'm super pissed off because here I am. I think I'm, you know, got really great download speeds, and I am sitting in the low end of that average with these bitches up in New York and up in Delaware and Maryland and Boston. Boston are all enjoying, like, top download speeds. And Washington, what's up with Washington State? You're way up in the middle of nowhere, and you got good download speeds. What's I'm just bitching.
I was surprised, though. Texas was not, like, the slowest.
We feel like the slowest.
No, you're pretty... You are pretty close to slowest. You are not the...
Yeah, we were, like, in the low 400s.
Yeah. Your state is colored the exact same as mine.
I figured that that the speed wasn't great. Actually, last year, being at PAX in the hotel room, the Wi-Fi... Okay, and I've been at Wi-Fi here in Houston, hotel, McDonald's, and it's horrible. And I'm up there, and my internet was so fast, it was just amazing. I couldn't believe... Why is my laptop working better? Because, you know, you always assume it's your computer the reason why your internet's slow. But it's not. It's just effing Comcast.
Time Warner, I still hate you guys.
Why won't Verizon come? Well, let's just show them your goodies. Maybe they'll come down here. I want some files.
My goodies? Why my goodies?
We're not showing them ours.
Is everybody in the world seen your goodies by now? They're old news.
Oh.
You haven't.
I'm telling you, every time I walk away, Corey, I see the goodies.
No, you don't. You won't.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to see that picture with her and the butter knife all night long. Thanks.
Yes.
But I'll spread
some butter. That's a bad picture.
I'm putting it up now.
Give me that knife. I'll spread some butter on the rolls.
Hey!
Oh.
The two of you. That's it. I'm calling Snow.
That's fine.
Yeah, because you want her in on
that's
the
fine.
Middle list, right?
Hey, the more the merrier. I mean, you know, that's all I'm saying. Two at the same
time. She's tired. I don't want to wake her up. That'd be a bad. She answers I'm like, "What the fuck you want?" Oh,
my bad. Sorry.
Do you guys know that
PS2? Yeah. Wait,
PS2 is still selling. It's still selling. It's actually selling close to PS3's numbers. You know, the PS3 sold 1.8 million units in June, and PSP sold the same amount. And the PS2 sold 1.4 million units. So
now, that surprises me because PS2...
Why would you buy the old model?
Because it's not... Some of the things are not backwards compatible.
No. Well, I think it's parents buying PlayStation 2s for their young kids. Because
thinking that it's PlayStation 3?
No. Because they're a lot cheaper than even the Wii is. The PS2 is like, what, $70 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you give a kid a $200 or $100, $150 game system when you can buy one for $70 and they don't know the difference? They're happy.
I love that the listeners are 30 seconds behind us, so they're just now reacting to what we said 30 seconds ago. My heart is oh, 30-second delay. Yeah, we're actually moved on, guys. So, you're just now reacting. Now, I think it's the parents thinking that it's a PS3. That's what I think. That sounds like something my cousin would do, because she's like, I got him a PlayStation. And then I would look.
Yeah, sorry.
This is old. What'd you say, Ginger? Go ahead.
I said it could be, but I would hope that parents that are buying this for their children would be a little more tech savvy and know the difference.
They don't.
Or at least be able to read a box.
They can't.
These are the same parents that, you know, the game's rated M for mature, and their kid walks in and says, Mom, can I have this game? Oh, yeah, sure, let's go take it up to the counter. And the GameStop employee has to explain to the parent who's clueless and the kid who is disheartened because the GameStop employee is explaining to the parent this game has got, you know, nudity in it, violence in it, and the parent is shocked and then runs out and tells the newspaper, I can't believe that they're selling these to my kids and all that kind of crap.
We didn't sell it to your kids. That's the deal. We tried to warn you.
Just letting you know. That's the same people.
Bad
people. You're asking them to be responsible. You're asking them to be responsible.
No, that was a news story we read this morning about technology purchases being driven by children within homes. If you have children in your homes, you're more likely to buy technology, handhelds, consoles, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Using them as digital babysitters. Because, you know, it's so much easier to sit your kid in front of a TV than it is the parent.
You know what? I should program an actual digital babysitter where it's just a little face and it looks at them, and every time they move, they go, ah. Where you going?
That could have other uses besides, especially if it looks like you, could have other uses besides.
Don't you put me down. I'm going to scream. Where are we going? This is not inside the house. I'm telling your mom. I'm texting your mom right now.
That's actually not a bad idea. Something that you could place with your child that would let... I mean, they already have that. But yeah, they would actually nag your child at the same time.
You know, your mom said clean your room.
And there could be other uses besides that, too. I mean, there are guys that go out there and pay to be humiliated. So I think we
stop it.
Yeah, but I think they're going to want that probably from a real
woman.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some freaks out there.
Yeah.
There's some freaks in here. Stop reading my mind.
Yeah. 6A Freaks, don't forget about the ESRB Twitter party tonight.
Oh, yes, we forgot.
Yes, I wanted to make sure we got that in before we disappeared. Tonight, the ESRB is hosting what it calls an ESRB Twitter party. It's going to be happening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, I think, going to start in, 3 minutes?
Yes.
So Twitter users can participate by sending messages with the hashtag... at ESRB from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Break it down for us. What to do?
Yeah, tell them what to do.
Any questions about video game ratings and safety, you can send to that. Sorry, y'all got me all kinds of distracted just then. Thanks.
Don't play your Kinect naked. Safety tip number one. Safety tip number two.
Hey, it's hot.
It is hot in Texas. I can't blame you. Those that participate will be eligible to win by random drawing a variety of prizes, such as a luxurious $50 GameStop gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Super luxurious.
Yeah, I know. We were laughing about that this morning. All right, So some of the participants includes ESRB Elliot Mizrahi. At OK to Play, Mary Heston from Wired Moms, John Real from Family Friendly Video Games, Chris Rogers, Barb Lykos, and Tiffany Knoth. So, yay, join us over there in a little bit. Should be fun.
Yeah. Time to go, folks. Sorry.
Oh, by the way, people who like Dead Space, you're doing something over here. Go check it out. You just sent it to me. I thought I'd.
Hello, Kid Buster.
Battlefield 3 and something else.
Sorry, you mean no
means. Well, anyways, folks, thanks for joining us tonight. It's been an awesome show, despite Corey's best efforts.
Because I was here. So we miss
right.
You, Snow.
Miss you, Snow. Get better.
She's moving.
I know.
Oh, you're gonna get cut.
I know she's not sick. Lift those heavy boxes. What am I supposed to say? Good luck lifting heavy boxes.
Lift with your knees, not your back.
Oh, God.
Remember to bring plenty of AAA batteries with you. You're going to need them in your new location.
Gross! You're a pervert.
Yeah, Black.
Six times Sloan's Kate Monster.
No, really.
Don't Kate Corey Monster.
Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Normal people don't. See Corey. Normal people don't do that, Corey.
You have no idea. Ready, Corey.
Ready.
Let me hear it.
The internet is more porn.
Sorry, Corey.
Porn.
I happen to know for a fact that you, Rob, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn. Grab your dick and double click for corn.
Oh my god. We're so out of here. Good night.
Good night.